gotta sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Lion in the building. Hope everybody's having a great Sunday today. Hope you have a good weekend. How's everybody feeling today? Good, good. Yeah, whatever.
Good.
I'm good.
All right, let's go introduce yourself. Let the people know who you be.
Everything is Gucci Boots. You already know what it is. It's your boy Black Success, a smooth guy, the guy that's always fly. You know what I mean? Catch me in the streets with the red eyes. That's what's on my truck, you heard? Boy, I'm here. Hot seat. I'm here for y'all. Ask me whatever. I'm here.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, aka Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
It's Auntie Tanya. Just Auntie Tanya.
Just Auntie Tanya today. And the team is assembled. If you don't know, today is my man, Black Success, Hot Seat. We bring it back. Anybody don't know what the hot seat is?
Tell them.
We're going to ask my man a series of questions.
Whatever they want, no limits.
He must be honest. If not, or if he don't want to answer, he has to take a shot of the jalapeno, Yave, tequila. Shout out to the sponsor. And we also allow y'all to interact and be involved, and you can call up and ask some questions in order to trip him up. The game is to make him drink. Please make him drink.
Or just come get the information that you want. Maybe you have feelings. Maybe you want to ask me something. Maybe you're wondering. I'm here today. I'm walking out sober. Trust me, because I'm going to keep it so real. I'm going to change my name to So Real
Success
after the day. So Real Success. Look at the motherfucker go. That's what they're going to call.
All right, well, before we get to this hot tea, let's go, Auntie. Let us know what's going on for the week.
We ain't had a spicy week. Well, it was spicy, but not too varied. Top of the week, Nicki Minaj in a trash ass. I mean, her boyfriend again. She posted him. Comments off. Like, what the fuck is up with this girl posting this man? No comments. Nobody's allowed to say nothing. No. Not even a heart. We can't promote black love. She pussy for that fucking commenter and all shit. That's all I'm going to say. And
sometimes you just don't want to hear the negative bullshit.
There's a fucking reason why she don't want to fucking hear it, and she keeps dodging the issue.
Wow,
watch it. Shit, give it 6 months.
He has a criminal background.
Give it 6 months. Give
She's
it six
not the first
months.
Person that dealt with somebody with a criminal
It's not about him having a criminal background. It's not about him having a criminal background.
What is it?
If you have to turn off the comments, you don't have to do anything. Why is it not open though?
Because some people just don't want to be here for the bullshit.
She had it open first.
Yeah.
And they dragged her to hell and back.
That's why she did it.
Selective commenting.
She turned it all the way off of him.
Because you could drag him in another picture, another post. That's it.
Yeah. Other people could post him and drag him. She ain't got to open it up for that.
I just feel like if you don't want to see the negativity,
don't post.
No, turn your comments off.
Fucking don't post.
You ain't got to sit there and take the abuse. You're taking abuse from people that don't even know you or know your life.
6 months.
6 months, what?
Let's give it 6 months. And I'm not using that negative person.
I'll turn my comments off too.
Did y'all remember to say Happy New Year's to the followers and stuff?
Fuck y'all niggas.
Now that's a fact. Happy New Year's, everybody. I hope everybody living here
year,
be here to see this. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
But and keep your comments on so we can trash you later.
Exactly.
Happy New Year, y'all. Tiffany Haddish. Happy New Year. Tiffany Haddish had her first real stand-up show in Florida recently, and she bombed. People walked out of her show, and they went on Twitter. They had not the nicest things to say. That she ended it with her just literally throwing in the flag and just buying everybody drinks.
Well, sometimes you don't always have a great show. Even the great
she,
ones give
but
get
the booed. What I respect about her though is that she like admitted, she was like, yes, I bombed, like, you know what I mean, every, like, she actually like went out there and said what happened, like, she ain't try to hide it or nothing, like, she owned up to it, and I respect that.
I don't think people realize how hard it is to be funny night it in is and night out. Facts. That's a hard
it is
thing.
It is extremely difficult.
Imagine being me. Imagine I'm always funny, like, people just, you know, it's hard being like me, you know what I mean, so to duplicate it. You know what I mean? So Tiffany Haddish, I totally get it. If you need an opener, let me know.
going back to the idea that being a stand-up comic is just, you really have to have a certain amount of talent and stage presence and delivery and punchlines, and that shit is work. And major respect all the stand-up comics. I mean, yeah, they have good nights and bad nights, but I have been following this person in terms of her stand-up comedy career, and I've never been blown away by any performance she's had. So this is not a one-show thing. I've watched her several plays. I think she could be a good host where she's just there coming, introducing, popping jokes and whatever. She's excellent at that. She's an excellent comedic actress. She can kill you a funny role. She can do a lot of nuances and face intonations and everything. But just in that stand-up comedy realm, personally, I don't think she is there. And she's naturally equipped for that. My thing is that's okay.
She might not be naturally.
People get mad when you say she's not okay. It's like me deciding to be a fucking rapper. If everybody tell me, bitch, you whack, y'all all haters. No, I'm just not a fucking good rapper, and that's okay.
But you might be good to somebody.
No, but you got to all the great comedians. Jamie Foxx is a funny comedian.
I don't like.
Yeah. He only got two one-hour shows. He only got two.
And also, some of them didn't start off with stand-up. Some people don't start off with stand-up, though.
Stand-up comedians, they don't have 20 one-hour sets. You know what I mean? They have maybe one, maybe two, maybe three. Kevin Hart is ODing with five. You understand? Mm-hmm. But that's out of this world. Most people only get one, and hopefully you become legendary off of that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think Tiffany Haddish is a very good improv comedian. Yeah. Based on what's happening right now, she might say something funny. It'll be funny because of what just happened. But right in an hour and not knowing how the crowd is going to react, that's on some like Black Success level. You got to be with math to really predict what the crowd is going to do.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't good either. It's all a learning experience, though.
It's what you like. Like I said, because I ran into people who don't like a certain type of comedy. I know people that think Chris Rock ain't funny. I think Chris Rock is hilarious. But some people don't like Chris Rock.
He's dry.
Like Dave Chappelle. It's like everybody has their own taste in comedy also.
Everybody has their talents. Not everybody, like she said, not everybody is a stand-up comic. It's like
But it's a learning experience.
Everybody has to learn. It's like somebody being an artist and they great at making music, but then you go to their concert and they're whack and they suck. Their stage presence is whack. So it's all a learning experience.
That person's a recording artist as opposed to a performing artist. Mm-hmm. Like,
if she continuously bombs, then I say it. But like I said, even the greats. Richard,
it's
Eddie,
not about the bombing. Martin, I'm measuring her based on all the things I have seen before this moment. I've never had it's never a I give her 80% for that one. It's usually like 50 or less. Mind you, I love her. Like, it's not even that I don't even like her as whatever.
Was set up
by Catwoman?
No,
she was set up
mm-hmm. by women and. I say a couple of men, but mostly women. Remember when Tiffany Haddish really started getting big? For being all ghetto and talking how she talk and saying she gonna wear her clothes all the time, a lot of women started hating, and they started saying,
"But
oh
what
my
it gotta
God,
do with her delivery?"
I feel like because all the women started hating because she was ghetto and becoming famous and becoming rich and getting all this credit for being funny, all of a sudden. Everyone started this. She ain't even that funny. She's too
They
ghetto.
Do the same thing to Kevin Hart.
And she was only same giving thing. Y'all. And same y'all was comparing thing. Her to Cardi B. Y'all saying the same thing y'all love Cardi B for. Y'all hate Tiffany Haddish for. And now all of a sudden she do a fucking stand-up show. Haters go. Because that's what they do. They go check it out to see how funny she is. Because now you gotta overwork. People now to make you laugh off of something funny. Kevin Hart do this little stupid shit. People cry laughing. That wasn't funny. You just already so ready to laugh. That you already laughing before you even get the fucking joke. Now Tiffany got to work twice as hard to make you laugh. Mm-hmm. So now her 1 hour become 2 hours because she might have to change the joke, re-edit. You know what I mean? Like right this. There on the shit. Yeah, motherfuckers pulled up just like that. Exactly. And that's what they did. They set her ass up, and that's why she fucking bombed. It was 50% her, 50% these motherfucking haters that be just that fake want to be her and don't know how to express it.
I don't think she was set
words.
Up though. I think it's just a means of people putting expectations on other people. Like, it's the same thing to me with Kevin Hart. Like, because people hold him or because people think he's funny, it builds him up. So now it builds him up, and now people are, they have this expectation that they're gonna be like wooed and blown away, and they might not catch the joke, or they might not understand his type of comedy or whatever. So now it's just like, oh, y'all built him up and I thought he was gonna be this funny, but he wasn't even that funny. But some people might think that he's funny. But the fact that people built him up to this fucking level or whatever, it's like he can do nothing. Like, if he do anything less than what they expect, he's corny, he's whack, nobody wants to watch him, he's just like just not funny or whatever. That's
people,
this
is a paid show. Y'all sitting here telling me people are going to pay money for someone they expect to fail? I ain't got money to invest in that. I work too hard for my money to voluntarily want to sit front row or wherever I want to sit to watch somebody I don't like fall flat in their ass. I'd rather watch it on YouTube. If I dislike you that much, the people who went to her show are people who are supporters. People, if you read the tweets, the people who said what they said, they're like, yo, I expected better. They went with an expectation of just having a good show and she just didn't deliver. And in any performer's life, it's okay to not deliver now and again.
What I'm saying is,
and for me personally, I have watched more than one bodies of work by her. I'm not judging her on this one or two. Like, I've watched her on YouTube. I've watched her host different things. I've watched other specials. I've watched her. I'm randomly watching on Netflix all the time because I just believe in watching random shit all the time. And I've seen her appear in different people's stand-up for a little 50-minute set, a 10-minute set. And none, unfortunately, had never blown me away. And I'm a person, I get jokes easily. I don't come down hard on people. Like, I've laughed at her stuff, but I wasn't blown away by it. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's funny, but it's like, I'm not gonna pay money to see you.
I mean, but let's not overlook the fact that people do pay money to see people they don't like.
People
pay money to be around people they don't like. People fucking make fake pages to follow people.
No, they
don't
follow
like
you on their real profile.
People, yeah, I mean, so let's not limit what the fuck haters do. Haters do a lot of shit to get next to people they don't hate. Haters, even, you can make friends hating. If you hate black and he hate black, guess
y'all
what?
Friends.
Now y'all best friends. And guess what y'all gonna say? Ooh, I don't like black. Y'all ain't even trying to go eat or nothing. Ooh, he's so black.
I guess I got a whole group chat for your life.
Yeah, like, this is just what it is. So haters do go above and beyond, and I do feel like maybe not all of them, maybe some did go with the, hey, we're just going to a show, but there was a lot of people in there on some hating shit saying she ain't that funny, because that's been the narrative within the black community, that she ain't that funny. They're bigging her up. They're blowing her up. She's not all that. And boom, motherfuckers went.
I think she is funny. Know? She's just not a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm. I think she's funny.
I think she's funny.
I think she's naturally funny. Just like Kevin Hart.
She's just not there in her career to do a stand-up special. She has a lot more to grow into that specific realm.
But she said she's been doing stand-up before she was doing anything.
Jess Hilarious has been doing stand-up a way shorter time than Tiffany Haddish. I will drop money on a Jess Hilarious show easily. You got to tell me twice.
She's funny in real life.
On stand-up?
Jess Hilarious is not funnier than Tiffany Haddish.
Well, I seen her do stand-up and she was funny.
She was. She did a way better stand-up than Tiffany Haddish.
Her NDC.
I would not pay for Jess Hilarious. Not saying that. I'm saying I seen her stand up.
That's
comparing apples
and oranges. Yeah, that's definitely apples and oranges.
We're not talking about fame. Like, of course.
Like, it's a different level of even jokes. Like, Tiffany Haddish is an Instagram comedian.
No.
I mean, no, I'm sorry.
Yes, the fuck she is.
Jess Hilarious is funny in stand-up too. All her jokes is Instagram jokes. Like, literally, it's only gonna hit on Instagram.
That's not true.
I don't know what joke.
My girl sells out shows all over.
I don't know nothing.
Just so you know, she got a special too.
What stand-up show?
She got a motherfucking special too. Wait for it. 2019. Wait for it. I'm a Jess Hilarious fan.
Jess Hilarious did a fucking show with Milk River.
She did okay, that's what she was building, though.
No, yeah, yeah.
That's what she was building.
I'm just saying.
King, whatever the thing is in Flatbush, it's called King's.
I'm not going to disrespect Haddish like that.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm not disrespecting Haddish. I like Tiffany Haddish.
But they're both black. What the fuck?
Exactly. And you like
Tiffany. We maintain it.
She's cool, but she's not funnier than Tiffany.
Let me tell you something.
Nobody's comparing. No, see, that's the problem. Nobody's comparing.
You see that jest with the mess thing that she does. That 1 minute, that 1 minute sketch to stay current and flame people currently every day. It's actually, it's hard
to
me. That's
not hard to be funny for 1 minute.
It's not to be funny, it's to put together the content. Real stand-up comedians hate Instagram comedians
because you make it fame for 1 minute. Yes.
Fair enough.
Seconds.
Yeah. However,
you ain't doing the
joke. You still gotta create content.
Listen, if you watch Kings of Comedy, when Bernie Mac ended, he went back to his original joke. That's how jokes used to go. You got to drag it out and then go back to your original joke. Yeah, you got to bring it all back around. So now you motherfuckers is doing it off of 1 minute. That's not the same thing. That's what we're saying. It's apples and oranges.
But me and her talking about, we've seen her stand-up. You know, we're not talking about a video. We saw Tiffany's stand-up. And you two are just
two very good Instagram people, so we understand why y'all like her.
I love Tiffany Haddish, by the way. But
y'all both said negative shit about Tiffany Haddish. Too.
I did not just say negative.
Y'all both said negative shit about
Tiffany. She might not be good at stand-up.
Both y'all sisters said some negative shit about the black queen.
It's because of stand-up.
Oh, so now y'all trying to twist this
around. No, I'm telling you, she's not something that she's been doing forever.
I said she might not. Listen, Fabulous is not a good freaking. I'm just saying, like. He's a great lyricist. He makes good music. But I would not pay to see Fabulous in concert. You get what I'm saying? So my thing is, it's the same thing. Tiffany Haddish, I'll go pay for her movies. I'll go watch her. I'm not saying I wouldn't watch her doing stand-up.
Why you wouldn't pay for Fab? You'll pay for Jay-Z. He's not a good performer.
Jay-Z has the shit, because Jay-Z, he has great Jay-Z, shows.
He has great shows. He don't dance. He has great performance. You have to go to a Jay-Z concert.
Hey, wait, put your hands in the air. Go shot.
Put your phones in.
I'm thinking that day. Turn your light on. He telling you what to do the whole time.
Why am I sweating?
What the fuck going on? What the fuck is going on here?
I've been to a few Jay-Z concerts and it's been great. That's the thing I'm saying. But I've also seen Fab perform and it wasn't the greatest. I don't know how he performs now, but I've seen him perform before and it wasn't the greatest. It was very boring. So regardless, even if he gets you to interact, you're interacting.
All I'm saying is, you can't say somebody's not a stand-up comic.
I didn't say she wasn't. She's just not that good.
You say it might not. But how you can still say I might not when I got everything I got was from being a stand-up comic.
Facts.
I got my Netflix series from being a stand-up comic. And that's I got my movie deals from being a stand-up comic.
Okay.
So how you going to say she's just not one?
I can say that. If I see her in stand-up and she proves me, I've never seen Tiffany Haddish in stand-up.
What else
if I see her in stand-up and she's actually really, really funny, then I could be like, nah, she's really funny. She just bombed that time. Only thing I'm saying is I'm actually defending what happened. That might not be her greatest thing. She might be better in movies. She might not be better in movies. Only thing I'm going off is the information that I have. Yeah. I never said she was whack. I never said anything. I like her.
Okay, but...
We was just arguing about...
But the information you have is that she's a successful comedian.
She's successful.
She is.
That's the information that you got.
Stand-up comedian.
No, she's a successful comedian.
No, everything she got is from stand-up.
Okay, we're not going to... Okay. I told you, black women, they feel a way about her.
Oh, God.
What else is on the list? You know, we got to get the hot seat. People are here. People are waiting to ask questions. I don't want to hold them up. What else you got on the list?
Last but certainly not least.
Oh, I'm in.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Nova.
So, unless you've been living under a rock, Lifetime put out a docuseries, Surviving R. Kelly, where they were... alleged victims and confirmed victims of his sexual tyranny he paraded for decades, and people were giving their stories, and of course the internet divided into like about 10 different fucking sections around this topic, and it showed a lot. It showed it I don't even have words for this because I'm still confused. I still have a lot of emotion around it. And if you on my social media, you know, I haven't said a lot about it, probably except one thing. And it wasn't even about the artist himself. It was something related to the whole issue. But the world is still going crazy. Like, I'm still scrolling through my timeline and seeing just about almost everybody having a very strong opinion about what's happening. So at this moment, I'm throwing it to the panel. What the fuck y'all think?
I think before we debate anything, nobody is defending R. Kelly. We all agree that what R. Kelly did is wrong. Nobody's condoning it, supporting it in any way, shape, or form. But we do want to highlight a few things, or at least I do, as far as that is concerned. Now, mind you, I disagree with it. I'm eliminating R. Kelly in that situation out of this. Now we're just talking about the actual action that took place. For you to think R. Kelly did this alone, you're a fool. Other people were involved. For you to think R. Kelly was the only one fucking them girls, you're a fool. Other people was involved. For you to think those parents was letting their daughters go away for a week or a month or whatever without knowing and having knowledge where they at and no police report was filed or nothing for a missing person, you're a fool. And another thing, I just feel like some people are like acting like this information is new. This is all old information. This stuff been going on before our time, before we were born. Elvis Presley married somebody 14. Russell Simmons did the same shit. Jay-Z was praying on Beyonce when she was 16.
Diddy had his kid when he was, you know what I'm saying, with a 16-year-old too.
Facts. So I'm just saying, this stuff been going on. You can't be mad at one. That's the only thing I don't like about people. People are so trendy. They go with whatever's trending at the moment, and now everyone is acting like they're so outraged over something you seen 20 years ago. Why wasn't you protesting 20 years ago?
And still see to this day, probably.
Yeah, and then time out. Some of you guys watched it too. You watched the whole fucking video. You understand? Watch it. Some of y'all beat off to the fucking shit. So I'm just trying to figure out why is it the disagreement in 2019, why are you so passionate in 2019? And then it's like, where's all the hypocrites that when you were younger, that's what you was chasing. You was turning down people your age and saying, I need me an older guy for whatever, ever, ever. I think we brainwash our own because we tell everyone, don't settle. And usually don't settle usually mean don't deal with a motherfucker on the same level as you. Because usually you have nothing, he has nothing, and you feel like you're too good to deal with that person. So you want somebody with something. Somebody with something is usually not going to be your age unless you're already an adult. So now we got little girls coming up thinking, I don't want to mess with somebody I have nothing. I need somebody that have something. Somebody that has something. Now, the guy with the car, the guy with the money, the guy that can buy you sandwiches every day, Applebee's every day.
Jordans.
He's a grown-ass man, though. He's a grown-ass man. And my thing, yes, it's still rape. But still, what I'm saying is this. Most of those girls, they were smart enough to hide it from their parents. They were smart enough not to walk down the freaking street with their grown ass boyfriend with freaking facial hair and hair on his back and shit like that. You were smart enough to hide it. I can't lean all the way towards the you didn't know right from wrong. No, it was condoned. Mm-hmm. You was brainwashed, not only from him, maybe from your parents, maybe from, you know, we can't even blame social media. So maybe from your household, from the females that's around you, from the friends that you made.
That was my thing.
It all is a big gumbo, and it led to you thinking it was okay and willing to bend over your morals and standards or whatever you was taught in your household, right from wrong, because they were looking at people their age like, nah. Mm-hmm. And older men was looking like, that's it. You know what I mean? And a lot of women are still on that time. When they list their standards and preferences, eliminate age, it still matches that same mindset. Black success.
Well, you said everything. My main issue is, it's like we have a big, nasty, old, shaggy, mold-filled rug under all of us that we refuse to pull out from under us. It's I say it all the time, we have normalized dysfunction. It's crazy that people were saying one of the biggest things that was going viral while this was being discussed was men mostly posting, oh, don't be mad at R. Kelly when your boyfriend's was XYZ age in school getting picked up. The fact that y'all motherfuckers could have recognized it and y'all ain't saying nothing as well, lets us all know we all a part of the fucking problem. And that shit starts in the home and it's being normalized. It's like, how do you teach your children about sex? How do you teach your children about predators? How do you teach your children to approach situations where they're uncomfortable in, and how and what is this thing about the big difference between being 17 and 18? Like, what magically happens the night of your 17th birthday that makes you such an adult, that makes you so fucking responsible, and you're all of a sudden not a child? What happens on that night? The only thing happens is you're fucking legal to vote. You're still a fucking kid at 18. So don't tell me it's okay once they're 18. They're still growing. They're still developing their bodies. Nobody's a full adult at 18. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. You're still a fucking kid at 18. So to even use that as a way of justifying it being okay to have sex with these babies is like, it's beyond me. What are you laughing at?
I was just thinking about what the nigga said when they asked him, like, yo, you like having sex with teenagers? He was like, when you said teenagers, how old are you talking?
But, and that's a fucking problem, because people go to this this magical number of 18, and because the only thing that is removed from there is the fact that the law can't come against them, but morally, in many ways, it's still kind of wrong to be having sex with babies.
It is wrong. Not kind but, of. Time out. They praised Hugh Hefner. He was fucking all the 18-year-old snow bunnies. And he's a legend. They
nothing about
Ike. He's a
you
legend.
Just become legal to vote. That's the only fucking thing legend. That happens on your 18th birthday. You're still a fucking kid. Mind you, unfortunately, I grew up on a different side of the world again. And what y'all are discussing here is so nasty is unfortunately so common and so normal. The mm-hmm. age of consent, and this is a fact, 12. In Guyana was 13. For so many years. And it was recently changed to 16. A lot of it has to do with the fact that there's a lot of East Indian and African culture is still there. When these girls turn 13 and 14, their parents do arranged marriages and they're at childbearing age and they do the whole matchup thing. That's one of the reasons the age of consent is so low. But when you think about that being our culture, seeing a 15-year-old with a 30-year-old boyfriend is just not something you're so flabbergasted about. And unfortunately, when it comes to this situation, I am so desensitized. It's like, I don't feel anger towards it because I'm like, for me to feel angry is like me being angry at all of my friends growing up. Me being angry with my entire child. Me being angry with thinking I'm so smart, but was participating in a lot of this shit that's happening here. It was nowhere near right. Nowhere near right. But when I talked to one of my friends, she said, when I was 18, my boyfriend was 40, Tanya. And she's like, I feel so confused and conflicted about this shit because, unfortunately, in my memory, I have no negative memory of this man. He was good to me. He took care of me. He wasn't pushing me. I was never coerced into sex. I was never forced. I was never rushed. But I just still know that it's fucking wrong. So for me to come now and paragraph about R. Kelly is kind of like, I'm going to be a hypocrite. For me to even say anything negative against it because I've lived a life and I have no negative experiences. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, it's kind of like, well, now that we know better, what are we going to do for our future generation? How are we going to present this and how are we going to protect our babies? Because I don't want it for my kids, even though it's something I went through and I did. I was 15, my boyfriend's 27. Even if that was how I grew up. And Diana? I see, yes. And 16, 15, all of our boyfriends are 25 plus. So and we were and this like, and this had nothing to do with being smart because we were all smart people. We were all smart kids. Like we just knew
Spanish cultures like that too.
Yeah,
and
it's a lot of cultures. With,
depending
like that
on the culture
of
you are in, it's normal to you sometimes.
God bless America.
These parents be knowing, but be once some of them it's like it's once normal. He's providing, you know, once he's not forcing you, once we know where you are, it's okay. Opposed to you running behind our backs. it's just so much around this fucking. It's, I think it's so just crazy.
Different in different cultures. And they don't look at the. I don't think that the age.
There's a lot of cultural difference.
Yeah,
because these men are providers and nurturers and do what they're supposed to do as men. They're letting a lot of shit slide. They're offering up their girls and stealing their fucking childhood.
But what kills me though, even though I know it deals, it's going back to movies and stuff like that. But what kills me though is people pick and choose. Like everybody's beating him up about this or whatever, about how he's nasty and everything, regardless of how mentally disturbed he is and everything. But then you see things like this, like I said, Jay-Z and Beyonce. You see things like Ike Turner and fucking, what's her name, and Tina Turner. Like, at the end of the day, she was mad young. Nobody cared about that. Everybody's more focused on him beating her ass than the age difference. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I still feel the same way. Even when you look at The Color Purple, it's everybody's favorite movie, but nobody's talking about how she was so young and Mr. was molesting her and stuff like that. They're talking about everything else. You get what I'm saying? So I just feel like people pick and choose what they want to say. Like we said, this information has been out for years. Everybody know. Everybody been calling him the Pied Piper. Everybody been saying all these things, and it doesn't make what he did right. It doesn't make it right at all. But now everybody want to jump the bandwagon because a docuseries comes out, and now he's just so disgusting. 20
years
and
ago, he was fucking 14-year-old.
But it was okay when y'all was at supporting him at his shows, because he's a great artist.
He was fucking a 14-year-old.
Everybody steps in the name of love. You know how many babies he made. Now it's, oh my God, when he was talking about you remind me of my Jeep. Everybody knew he was married to Aaliyah. Everybody knew the age difference.
We knew.
Y'all talked about it for a little while. Everybody knew this.
That's one of the reasons I was like, I didn't feel the need to say something, because we knew this 20 fucking years ago. I was pissed 20 years ago.
But you know what's so funny? What's going to be?
No. Because now all of a sudden people give a fuck.
No. How about this, Black? People give a fuck right now.
Yeah,
give it a couple more weeks. Yeah, it's gonna be something different. They're not gonna be talking about
R. Kelly. Give it two more days when we get a new topic.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And let's not brush the fact that we like to treat girls and guys differently as it comes to this sexual thing. For whatever reason, we let it slide when younger guys are
molested
by older women, but we come down on the girls. Nah, y'all grown ass bitches nasty for fucking these young kids. You know how much friends I have lost their virginity at 13, 14, 12 to older people, caretakers, babysitters, cousins. Nasty as hell.
But that's like that in the whole world structure.
And we let that shit slide.
Look at it now, right? Look how many teachers keep getting caught fucking these little young boys.
And my thing is, nobody's saying nothing about who molested him, though. Nobody's saying nothing about who's molested him. Nobody. Nobody talks about who molested Tyler Perry. Nobody. And I mean, he's not doing anything, but that's trauma. Everybody blaming him. That don't mean nothing. He had a choice, and that person had a choice, too, and they fucked that little boy's head up. How many fucking people you know have been molested and they're fucking going back and forth about their sexuality because they don't know whether they like men or they like women, and it's fucking up their whole shit.
He was turned into a monster, and now he's a monster. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he deserved whatever comes his way. But I will say that because of the age gap, because, you know, a lot of women were attracted to older guys and so on and so forth, I do think that the age gap is what led to a lot of the single parent households too, because now as you grow older, now you're 16 turning to 24 and his 30 something turning to 40 something, you're not the person he needs in his life at that point.
What are you
going
to do for me at 17, 18?
Right. I mean, even a couple of years down the line, it's too friction. That 15-year gap, that 12 to 15, that's too big of a gap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you really adulting, you don't need, you like, yo, hold up. Like, this was fun for the little couple of years, shorty. Like, but this ain't it. Like, I need a
real
woman
now.
But
you know why, Black? Because people, older men and women, who pray or who are attracted to people who are like much younger than them. Yeah, who are attracted to people much younger than them, they have issues because they can't deal with people who are on their level. That's so they need to deal with somebody younger than them to manipulate the situation. That's really
also
what it is.
They have seen that when they were growing up and think that's what you're supposed to keep fucking doing. A lot of that shit is generational too. My sisters and my mother's generation could tell you about that age gap thing being so normal that we became desensitized to the whole situation.
You know,
but how desensitized are we to the whole situation when it's happening? We're pretending like it's not happening, and then we're saying that's wrong. That's wrong.
Because
that's
now
wrong.
We have the internet. Where everybody has a username, a password, and they feel the need to paragraph about everything. Somebody is saying, I saw a post today that say, if you watched it, you engage in child pornography. I'm like, yo, we were all kids at the time anyway. So what the fuck we know about child pornography and it being illegal at that point in time? Mm-hmm. We were like 14, 15, 16. What the fuck you mean? Mm-hmm. You want to lock me up because I'm in school. I don't know better and I see porn? No, like,
I don't think... I seen that post and I think mostly what that person was trying to say was, hey, a lot of people that's fake outrage... Because I do think some people are mad. But I think majority are fake outrage. And those people are the ones that some people... Because some people know you in real life.
True.
And some people know when you were younger what you was doing. So some people know, like, that's what you do or that's what you condone. Maybe your niece do it. Your friend do it. Maybe mm-hmm. that's what you and your crew do. Look for dudes that got money. It's still the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's still the same thing. You can't blame those little girls. They got caught up with the same. Because me, my thing is, Swaggle, what the fuck you was doing bringing your little niece to go meet R. Kelly anyway? Yep. She's 12.
Yeah,
she's 12. Yep. I don't give a fuck. Even if he wasn't a fucking monster, she's 12. What she need to meet R. Kelly for? He's talking his songs. Is you remind me of my G. He's moving his waistline in all his videos. Why are you bringing him there?
Give it to her.
Yeah. Why are you even the other girl that was 14 that went to his fucking trial every day was standing outside. Why weren't you in school? Why? What are you doing at his court case that you want to be outside cheering him on, talking about Robert, free Robert. What the fuck were you doing? So it was a lot of like loopholes and that I just didn't really understand. It wasn't really connecting, but a lot of people do most that shit in many fucking ways.
Yep.
That shit gotta start in your home.
And and I've said it before, like we need to start having uncomfortable conversations, because up until today, sex is still taboo, even to some grown people. They don't want to talk about certain things sexually. So if you so grown and can't talk about it, you don't want to deal with it. And I said it once, to say it again, by the time 14, your child is masturbating and they fucking like it. Accepted parents, you see? This is just that what you feel. Don't see the way you feel and you're reacting to it is exactly why predators can survive. Because they know. Because parents are avoiding certain conversations. So if your child is confused about their body, growing, touching themselves and liking it, but they can't talk about it, they don't know how your mommy gonna feel about it, and somebody comes and says, hey, let's keep a secret. Mm-hmm. It's easier for them to become prey to fucking predators because you as a parent, like, I'm going to wait till it's 17 because I think that's age appropriate. Nah, I got to start earlier than that. I'm not saying, and don't think if you talk to your kids about sex, it means they're going to have sex. Word. Them niggas going to fuck regardless, just so you know.
Well, true. I know.
They're going to fuck regardless.
This is true.
So your idea, they're going to fuck regardless. What you're supposed to do is you need to stop making sex taboo. It's making these predators survive. And they're targeting your kids because they know you avoiding certain shit. Avoiding talking to them and avoiding bringing it to the forefront.
All right. Okay.
All right now.
Give nothing like Robin Kelly to spice up this shit. Predator motherfucker, you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We're switching over now to the hot seat. Your boy Jay Black Success is now in the hot seat. Tanya, I know you know the number by heart. You could drop the number because I have a bad memory. I don't know shit. Drop the number in the comments so people can call up. Please ask questions.
I'm only answering questions for people that buy tickets. Buy your tickets.
Pay attention to the questions being
asked. 516-900-2278.
Boom. Drop it in the comments.
Is that it, Preach?
Hey. Drop it in the comments so we can start this hot seat. Like I said, the game is to make them drink. Trip them up. Let's go. Who wants to throw their first question out?
Ask some real questions, man. You know, I'm a real G, baby. Baby.
Anybody want to start?
Happy birthday to my man, Tiny Morton. That's the bro. Happy birthday to the bro. We went out last night. You know what I mean? And shout out to my man, Prince. Went to his baby shower earlier. You know what I mean? Brathwaite, Trooper Fitness.
I asked a question. You know what I mean?
Whatever y'all
want
to do, man. Happy New Year to my man,
Live. Let's warm it up.
You know?
Say happy birthday to my birthday.
Your birthday not yet, brother. Build it up.
All right, look.
Friday, March 8th.
Your first question.
Talk, I'm listening.
What is your whole name?
Ooh. That's funny,
because
I was
going to. Oh, that's good. Take a shot.
That's the only thing I'm not giving that up.
Damn. You give up the whole name?
Nah, I'm not doing that.
That's funny.
I'm not doing that.
Wow.
Because my next question, well, my question was actually, what is Sushi's whole full name?
Take another shot, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yo, yo, shout out to my man. Shout out to my man SG Fort Green. Wow. What it do?
You put the number. You
see
can't
my
tag
man
it?
SG oh, in the go. Building, baby. Now listen, take your time. You know what I mean? Don't you know what I mean? Ain't no need to rush, baby.
Yo, you said you was gonna keep it real. You started over two shots back to
my
back.
My dude,
like
I'm not
Drake.
I'm not giving Sushi name. You know what I mean? That's a fact. I'm not giving my name. That's a fact.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, that was one of my questions.
What do you do for a living?
I promote parties.
And?
This
is the person that comes along and says he has several sources of income, so I want all several motherfuckers. Mm. Let's list. Mm. From the top. From the top. Promote parties.
I promote parties.
Uh-huh. Number two.
I host events.
Okay.
Concerts and stuff like that.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, I coordinate events.
Do you receive a check every week or every 2 weeks?
I think I do receive a check. I work for the city. All right, the fuck? So you want to know? I work for the city, man.
Okay.
All
right. City money.
I got a pension, Duke. I'm down with the locals, my nigga. I don't want to say my shit, but I'm down with them. I get my teeth fixed. Yeah, I get my teeth fixed, nigga. I get all that. My dental floss is free, nigga. What happened? That's what you wanted to know? Yes. Yes.
That's good. Yes.
You know what's so crazy? Because he's really taking little shots. And y'all gave me cups like this of shots.
When your time comes.
Yeah. Okay. You correct that when your time.
Correct
it's not
your
day,
that's
baby.
Not fair. That's not fair.
We only took two it's shots.
Day, they were baby. Like right here. Literally. All right.
Gotta build it up, man. We don't got a lot of liquor left.
What's the most embarrassing thing your parents ever caught you doing?
The most embarrassing thing my parents ever caught me doing. Damn. What was the most embarrassing thing? Probably trying to pronounce a word or something. I probably
get
was
the
struggling
fuck out of here.
Pronouncing the word. I don't really do embarrassing things though.
Your mom never caught you doing nothing crazy?
Nah, my mom. My mom
never
was like one
anything?
Of them. My mom is a very like she was aware. She wasn't silly. By the time I could bring things into the crib, she wasn't on that time to where she was coming by the room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She was just, you know what I mean? You know how that go. Right.
So at what age did you lose your virginity?
I lost my virginity at, I believe I was 13 years old. Yeah.
What was the age gap?
To an older woman.
Right? Was it consensual?
Crazy. I think she was 16.
That's rape.
That's rape.
I was raped.
Too.
I think about it now. I guess. But those are the ages. And I regret it. You know, I wish I'd have held on to it.
To marriage, right? Me too.
Yeah, just held on to it for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Next question. Yo, call. Y'all can call up too. The number's in the comments. Y'all can call up whenever y'all
can call
ready.
Up. Y'all can put your questions in the comments.
Put
it don't
questions
matter.
In the comments too.
Somebody will read it out. It doesn't matter. I'm here, man. Real nigga, man. I don't be out here playing around with nobody, man.
Spell encyclopedia.
Damn, you huh? Come back to get him.
Spell encyclopedia.
Didn't I hit you with that?
Spell fucking encyclopedia.
E-N. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
E-N-E-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
What?
That's a fact.
Encyclopedia.
E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E.
That's not what you said just now.
What did I say?
See how it feels? It wasn't that.
What did I say? What did I say?
I was paying attention.
See, the liquor started getting into effect. I think we got a call. Preach just raised his hand.
We got a call, Preach.
How I messed up in encyclopedia?
Grab a headphone.
It's not that easy to spell with. It's nothing in front of you, nigga.
E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. I know I spelled it, man.
Yeah, y'all are crazy.
Who this? Ramon? What the fuck?
Brown,
y'all know
who
it is? I'm sitting here. I'm listening.
Oh, this
black man spelling words.
This
crazy.
The preacher right here.
It's crazy time out here.
Bring holy to the water.
Preaching
up. It's crazy. Oh, my God.
What's up, baby?
Anyway,
what you got? What kind of question you got?
Black, how you doing, sir?
What's up? What's up, brother?
Hey, listen, where did you and Sushi meet?
Me and Sushi met at Club Lust, smoking hookah. And she's in the studio right now.
Look at her face.
Let y'all know how it's going down.
Y'all took my first question. What was
Sister said you lying.
Club Lust. Club Lust. That's a fact.
All right. I'll call back in a few minutes with another one.
All right, brother. All right, brother. Anyone could call, y'all. Anyone could call. Whatever your name is, call up.
You got a question?
Yeah, I know. You know what it is.
My favorite. Name one thing you like about us and one thing you don't.
That's my favorite.
No, you said it and I took it.
What do I like about La?
No, save me for last. Yeah. You know that.
Let's see. Let's go. Danny created a good intro, so she's talented. What do I not like? Maybe your hairdo. Tanya is she's long-winded and wears crazy wigs, but she's also very educated on certain topics, and that's a good thing. And La, we got the superstar La. La's just a good dude, man. Everybody love La. La's a good dude, man. Honest dude. He stand tall. You know what I mean? What I don't like about him, that his hairline is still sticking around for right now.
It's hanging on.
You know what I mean? It's hanging on for right now.
Holding on, man.
Hopefully,
you
know
what I mean? Question.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. All right, I go skip that.
Oh, so there's nothing you don't like about him?
Huh?
His hairline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or his lack thereof.
Alright, it's kind of like the same question.
Yeah.
But it's
not. What's up?
If you had to kill one person in the room in order to live, who would it be and why?
I would kill Danny because she thinks she's a man. So it's like, why? We might as well. You got to save the woman. We got to protect our black woman.
Protect the woman.
Let Tanya rock. Protect the black queen and get Danny a body because she's one of us. She wanted to do.
Go ahead, y'all. Anybody else?
Why are you always talking about me being single?
Single is a topic prior to you even existing. I was talking about being single. When I was single,
you talk to me about me specifically.
Because you are single.
I'm pretty too, but you don't talk about that.
I don't look at you like that.
And that's fine. But so yes. You look at me as just being single.
Correct.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Okay.
I got a drink for that one. I'm sorry. These eyes.
Tanya, you got a question?
What's up?
What did you go to school for?
Here we go.
We know that already.
I went to St. Francis College. I went there for marketing and advertising, and I minored in education. And yes, I use all three of those degrees, just to let you guys know.
How the fuck you got three degrees?
I use all three of them.
You can't use all three degrees, nigga. That's one degree.
No, it's not one. Your undergrad is one degree, and then you got the dual. What are you talking about?
You have. So how your minor count?
It's three different three.
How your minor count?
It's still
count
a degree. Your minor count. Your minor count.
You see, that's minor a lot of separate credit degree.
Your minor count is 60 credits. It's 60 credits towards education only. I focused just on education, and then I went into marketing.
Okay, that's your associates, and then you went to marketing. That's
marketing advertising.
It's one fucking degree. This nigga separated his degree.
It's
three.
All three talents.
It's one stunt.
Big up to it. St. Francis, let me up, question. Y'all. What's up, brother?
Do all Jeep Wranglers come with 4-wheel drive?
Oh God.
Yeah, all Jeep Wranglers do come with 4-wheel drive, but
that's correct.
They do not come with them 22-inch rims sitting on 33-inch tires with the 2-inch, 2.5-inch lift kit and all that shit. You know what I mean? My shit just a little bit different. You know what I mean? 3 degrees, all three of them.
Jeannie and Wilson said, pick one. Kill, fuck, marry.
I'm not picking any one of those.
Drink. That was good.
Time you got one?
I'm just reading the comments. See if they got anything in here.
I think I got another one. What do you most like about your personality, and what the least you like about your own personality?
The thing I like most about my personality, honestly, is that the way I was designed growing up, like I never really cared to be liked. I never really cared to be accepted, which gave me like it gave me like this freedom to just say anything. Say anything however I want, when I want, and that's kind of how I operate now. I just say anything and I do anything, and you know.
So what do you least like about yourself?
I least like about my personality. Honestly, I can't really. If I had to pick, I would definitely say sometimes depends on, you know, us being men. When you're challenged, if it's a dude and, you know, you might want to come outside and do the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to think you got bigger stuff to do and better stuff to do. And you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Anybody has a question?
What y'all laughing
at? Have you ever been rejected?
Oh, damn. Hell yeah, I've been rejected. Rejection is a part of life. How could you be ready for the yes if you never heard the no?
Hello.
You gotta know how Hello. You gotta know how no feel. But now Facts. Listen, those that said no, the question is today would they wanna say yes? I think they would wanna change that answer. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Cause they probably ain't with nothing better. Not saying I'm the best, but goddamn, it's hard to top it. You know what I mean? I go by the name of Black Success. I'm not bluffing. My real life is legit, my G.
Monique wants to know if you're circumcised.
Whoa.
It's in the comments.
All right.
That's a straightforward question.
That's too much information. Too much information for Monique. She out here probably eating the turkey burger with bacon on it.
She want to know what BBW hurt you.
Monique, I never dealt with a BBW. I never had a BBW in my life. I don't have no problem with BBWs, but it's just not my, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cup of tea?
Preference.
Oh, God. In what country was Rolex made? My man, you wear Rolex. Why you both flex?
Yo, listen, man. Y'all gotta slow down, man. Y'all gotta slow down a little bit.
Switzerland, man.
Alright. That was too simple, bro. They wild.
Switzerland, man.
That was good.
Nigga said, can you guard me on the basketball court?
That's a question.
Can I guard who? Can I guard who?
Me.
Come on. I went to D1, y'all. I went to St.
Oh, gosh.
I went to St. Francis College.
That's what you handle.
Anybody else got a question?
Bit shaky.
When are you going to get married?
Probably within the next 2 years. Yeah. Need some time. I got shit to do. Things to clear up.
It's a fact. Got a question? Damn, I don't have a question. Yeah, make sure y'all call up. What's the name of the St. Francis basketball team?
That you were allegedly on.
The Terriers. Come on, I was on the team, baby. I had the red shirt the first year, and then I was on the team, baby. Y'all already know what it is, man.
Let me help him. Tom, you got a question?
Why? Hold on. Talking about Sydney. Why would I not be able to talk about the wedding of my own wedding?
Huh?
Yeah. Sydney said he can't talk about the wedding. Why not? Why not? Do you know what I mean? I want to go into my marriage debt-free, motherfucker. I'm Black. I got a little bit of debt, baby. Give me a second.
Everybody's saying answer the phone. Who's calling? Nobody's calling.
Nobody's calling.
We don't hear y'all if y'all calling.
I keep putting the number.
Preach, is anyone calling? No. Preach said no. Nobody's calling. The number's in the comments. If y'all trying to call, y'all can call up, man. That's what it is.
Have you ever cheated in a relationship before?
Have I ever cheated in a relationship before? No. I don't believe in
Take a shot. You never cheated. Get
the fuck out of here. He's trying to keep
everybody on this show is cheating.
No, no, no. That's what y'all do.
I cheated, but I ain't a cheater.
Hello?
Hello?
You take a shot. take a shot for that. I never cheated. I usually just break up. It's easy for me to break ties. You know what I mean?
So take a shot.
Take a shot. For what? That's a fact.
You never cheated.
Never cheated. I'm not into that. I'm not into that stuff. That's not my sport.
So Adele wants to know if someone has ever been pregnant for you.
Yeah. Huh? Were there any potential Black successes?
Was anyone ever pregnant for you, motherfucker?
Oh, no.
Never had an abortion.
Somebody get
Yo, I see taking a shot for that, bro.
No, I never had
it. Brown Holy Water, who's on the line?
This is Sevio. Kanye know who this is.
Hey,
who?
Hey, baby, what's up?
Who's this?
Nah, I was calling y'all from before, but y'all wasn't answering, and y'all went way off topic.
Who is this? You gotta ask Black a question. Make sure it's a question you know. Ask. Yes, Black is a question. Make sure it's something that he wouldn't want to answer. Has to take a shot.
Yo, could y'all make sure y'all answer this person call? This person going crazy in the comments.
So, yeah, you got a question, bro?
Kim. He wanted to try.
Nah, I ain't got a question for Black. I'm gonna call back later.
Good.
Damn, homie. Is it like that?
See you next week.
Is it like that?
See you next week, bro.
All right.
Nah, I
know. Yo, screen that. It's somebody dying to call. Her name is Kim. Whenever she calls, let her through.
Who that? Ooh,
she dying to call. She in the comments 5 times. What's
Kamala Scott?
No, Kim Sincere. Ooh, she saying she want to call up. Call up. Dial a number.
You dodging shots, though.
Yeah, you got old shots. Because you saw the story where a female had to get an abortion. I remember. Don't make me pull up the season. So don't lie. Take that shot.
But I don't think that was mine, though. That was a cop.
Yes, because he said Shorty didn't know it was yours or the other dude. Remember?
God damn, you got good memory.
Ah, my memory is bad. I remember that one.
You got good memory.
Yeah, it's hit your shot. My memory bad.
That was good. That was good.
I got another question. Get your shot ready.
Pin the number.
We can't pin. They moved the feature.
What year was Rolex founded?
Yo, come on. You got the shit
on your wrist, my nigga.
Bro, right? I don't give a fuck. I buy it and wear the fucking Rolex, man.
So you can be wearing a Nazi watch. You got to know why you wearing it, son.
That don't have nothing to do with why I'm wearing it, yes. Motherfucker.
All right, so what country was it in? God told you earlier.
You said shot. Switzerland.
Switzerland. Then the year was 1905, all right? Now you know your history of your Rolex.
There you go. Thank you.
Take your shot, though. You poured it. You didn't take it.
Call up, y'all. Call up, cause y'all acting like the phone line broke.
Preach don't work for nobody, man.
Call up.
Drink.
Anybody got a question?
Yeah. So how long did it take you to have unprotected sex with sushi?
God damn.
Fast sushi.
Yeah. Goddamn. Now it took a minute. You know.
60 seconds.
No, not 60 seconds. It took about, I think, 4 or 5 months. 4 or 5 months for us to get to that point and show paperwork and make sure everybody is good before we exchange those fluids. Well, she's a nurse, you know, so she ain't playing them games. You know what I mean? But lucky me, I was good and I was able to go gush without the you know what I mean? You know what I mean? The phone, there we go. There we go. No, the phone is here. The phone is working.
Who is this?
Brown Holy Water. You know who it is, baby. You know who it is.
Brown Holy Water, who is this?
You know who it is.
Kim.
Let it go. Let it go.
Who's this?
That's all I'm going to say, Kim.
It's your moment to shine.
What's up? You just told me to shut up.
Yes. Kim, you got a question?
Shut up.
I sure do.
Huh?
I sure do.
What's your question?
Why it's coming through delayed? Why is beta a trigger word for you?
It's actually not. It's actually really not. I don't care about that word whatsoever. So I'll tell you what the issue really is. What the issue really is, it's not the word beta. It's I have no problem disagreeing and arguing and going back and forth with jokes with somebody, but disrespect, I don't know about anyone else's history. But people don't see that happen to me. That's not what happened in my life. That's not what take place. People don't disrespect me and call me out of name. So when I correct someone and tell them what not to do, like, yo, I don't play this game, and that person keep on doing it purposely to purposely disrespect me, I rather detach because you're a female. There's no real angle that I could take with that. If you was a dude, it would have been something else. You know what I mean? And that's just the honest truth. And the people that know me, that's in the group, they grew up with me. They know what time I'm on. So if you was a dude, it would have been different. But you're a female, and you're doing it to try to get me tight. So I'd rather just remove you and let you do all that on your page so that I don't got to see it, because the way I would react to certain things would be different. And because you're a female, you know, I just laugh it off and remove you, and everything is cool. And I seen you the other day at the Bone and Joint. I didn't give you no funny look. You know what I mean? I seen you, and that was that.
Actually, it did, but it's okay.
I did. Sure, I had a great time.
Listen, man, 2019 is all about love, peace, and prosperity, man.
Bless up.
Love, peace, and prosperity. Yeah, you're right.
Amen. Thank you for calling, though, baby.
Yes, thank you for answering.
Bye, Kim.
And he did a week. Anybody else got questions, baby? Black success is here. You know what I mean?
Who?
What's the face wants to know if you peg?
What is that?
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Y'all don't even know what pegging is?
I know what pegging is.
What's
that's
pegging
crazy.
Is? She, what's it's peg? The it's question in the comment.
What kind of
wait,
stupid
what
question?
Happened?
If you like
you know what
a
pegging
girl,
is?
Like, fuck you in the ass.
What?
Letting your woman.
No, I'm not saying. I heard you. I'm saying what? Well, like,
the question
what?
Is in the comments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, listen, whoever's asking peg questions.
Oh, Shalia.
We're not into stuff like that.
That's somebody
like,
said you played D1, but were you a starter? And what position did you play?
I was a point guard. I redshirted the first year, and the second year I had to come off the bench. Third year I started St. Francis. You know what I mean? So I started for 2 years. My last 2 years I started. Look me up. Google me.
St. Francis of course.
Yo, what's the cruelest thing you ever done to a friend, and then after you like, nah, I'm fucked up for that.
What's the cruelest thing I ever done to a friend? And then after, I was like, nah, I fucked up for that.
After you even looked in the mirror like, nah, I shouldn't have did that. That was crazy. You felt bad about it.
I don't know. I never really violated friends, to be honest with you. I don't really, like, like me, I don't have, I'm not one of them dudes that I have pictures with a zillion different people. Like, my friends are my friends. That's a longevity contract, a lifetime contract. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, niggas I fuck with, I don't put you in a position to violate me. I don't put myself in a position to violate you. So, we don't really have... I never really had that situation where I did something, and I was like, damn, I violated this my man. Like, I never really had that. You know what I mean? I had a few people violate, you know what I mean? But I never really had it through it. I was the one doing the violation and wanting to double back on it. You know what I mean?
How did you come up with the name Black Success?
Black Success was really just a name. I wanted like a daily motivation, like me gassing myself. Like, cause that's really what I do. I don't need no cheerleading squad. Like, I gas myself up. You know what I mean? And it fucking works. So Black Success was just me telling myself where I wanted to go. I came up with that. I was in a project. You know what I mean? My mama crib and I didn't even have my own crib. I had no car. I didn't have nothing. And my name was still Black Success because I knew where I wanted to go. And it fucking helped me. You know what I mean?
Somebody just exposed your whole name.
That's definitely not my name. Jerry Pierre Jean Baptiste. That's definitely not my name. That's a good try. Jerry is my first name, though. But yeah, the rest of it is definitely off. Definitely off. 1,000%. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Somebody,
I'm gonna drag Block.
Monique,
yeah, name in the comments.
Monique asked, "Was I bullied as a child?" Monique actually knows a lot of people in that group that I went to school with, that I grew up with, and they would tell you I was really the bully. I wasn't the one being bullied. I was always aggressive. Why I was always live. Why was I bullying people? Because in growing up, it's either you were funny or you really knew how to fight. I was good at both. So I was just doing both all day.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just
the
truth. You
just doing both all day.
I was joking and fighting all day.
You see what I'm saying?
And it's still to this day. You know what I mean? That's how we move.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
What female from the group inappropriately slid in your DMs?
Ooh.
Or have any female inappropriately slid in your DMs? I need a name.
You need names.
So are you going to take a shot or are you going to give us a name?
We may or may not have receipts.
That was a good question.
We may or may not have receipts.
I mean, just take a shot.
Take a shot, bro. I mean, you know, I don't want to take a shot.
Nobody should be... unless you want to reveal... I mean, because if it's not a lie, it's not a lie.
I think the one... I forgot her name, though.
Screenshot and post, put it in the comments.
But the one with the bald inappropriate? Head that had the twin. What's her name?
What's her name?
Vanya.
Yeah, she was in my joint.
Inappropriately?
Yeah, she was trying to...
what's her name?
What's her name?
I'm gonna tag her right now. Ivanya.
Like, yeah, she was.
She left the group.
You're good. Yeah,
she not?
She left the group a long time ago.
Yeah. I don't know these people.
I'm the greatest.
You're good.
I'm the greatest. You know what I mean? But yeah, she was there, and you know, I just try to push the conversation the next way. Like, yo, this is, you know, not the place to have a conversation. Because I feel like a lot of people sometimes, when they're in the group, they feel like they could just DM you and say anything. And, you know, she tried to extend her DM into a personal conversation. It was just like, yeah, only talk to me in a group, shorty. Like, what are we doing?
The girl said, I have a man. She's single as fuck on the timeline, but got a man in the DM.
Yo, I had nothing to do with that part. That was crazy.
We seen the receipts.
What else? I don't want to say nobody else's name, but it is a few others, just to let you know. I may not be six feet.
Group members are sliding in. Niggas in relationships DMs.
Some are interested. You know what I mean?
So name everybody who's interested.
But I'm not interested.
Name everybody who's interested.
I answered the one question.
But I asked you my own question. Name everybody who's interested.
Well, let's start off with you. Wow. You like that? That was good. You like that? That was good.
All right, what is the basic starting?
I hate Lyle.
Price for the Jeep Wrangler.
I hate Lyle.
He's just gonna keep
asking. I hate Lyle.
I need to talk about stuff that the basic base model start price.
I think the basic base model is like 28.
No, take a shot.
For real? No. How much is it?
31. Couple grand off.
That shit caught. Come on, you got around me.
Couple grand off, man. No, I ain't saying yours is 31.
Mine by 80 right now.
You put a couple grand by 80 right now.
Mine should get you a little casa, you know what I mean?
Take a shot. You know what it is. Gobble. How heavy is your chain?
Ooh. This is a 400 gram, 14 carat Cuban link, Miami Cuban link chain. Basically, it go about $45 a gram. You time 45 by 400. You come up with your own numbers. My name is Black Success. The
real deal. I got a question.
It's not a bluff, nigga. It's not a bluff.
Is your chain real?
It's not a bluff, nigga.
I got a real question. Go ahead. Have you ever liked anybody on this panel?
No.
Take a shot.
Why would I be taking a shot?
Take a shot.
But why would I be taking a shot?
Take a shot.
Have I ever liked? I'm not trying to say anything. Are you saying have I ever liked anyone? No.
Have you ever tried to fuck anyone on this panel?
Okay.
No. Okay. What are we talking about right now? No. The answer is no. It's no all across the board. I never liked it. Never tried to do anything with anyone on this panel. Over here. You know what I mean? Now, did I go to school with some? Yes. I went to school with a few people.
I don't know. I just met these niggas two years ago on Facebook.
I'm out of this.
No, you know people get stuff twisted, man. You know.
I only ask because people are asking in the comments.
Oh, nah. I mean, I'm just answering their question.
But Danny, you said take a shot. So what do you know that we don't?
She don't know nothing.
I don't know anything.
So why you make him take a shot then?
All right.
Are you falsifying information?
No, he's answering.
We had almost about 5,000 people in the group.
Yeah.
How many people in the group have you had sexual contact with?
It's about 5,000 people in the group.
5,000 people in the group.
He repeated the number.
Past offenders, too. Me, no, we already know what's up.
Gotcha.
How many people out of 5,000 men? I mean, I don't say men. I'm disrespect. Females in the group. I'll say about even like 3,700 of them are females.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many I touched?
How many you touched?
I've been on Facebook since 2005.
I remember when you got Facebook.
I got Facebook because of you, too.
That's a fact.
And back in 2005, I was single.
So that's not how many people in the group?
I'm just saying, it's a numeric value. I got to build this up now because I want to clear it. This is when I was single. You mean when I was single?
You wanted to take a shot?
How many people? Right, he's
trying to really.
It's
7.5 million.
I don't know your
friends list.
That's about the people. And I was saying, we know it's 7.2 billion people in the world.
Oh no, it's 7.5 billion people in the world. Cause you gotta know how many people in the world. I'm gonna take a shot.
I ain't gonna lie, my question is getting them shots out, man. I don't know about y'all.
Yo, Adele is so messy. Do you see her question?
No, Adele. What my wife talking about?
Have you ever had a relationship with a strong black woman? A strong.
I did.
She put it in like
strong.
Strong. Like she meant black like strong.
Woman.
I did.
Beer pause.
I did. I had a relationship with a strong black woman once upon a time.
Listen,
you're
saying
there's 7.5 billion
people. 7.5 billion people.
You
just
took your
shot?
Yeah. Okay. That was for something else.
Let's see.
Nobody else want to call up? We about to end this hot seat. Ask all them questions y'all be wanting to ask this fool, man. Get it out, man.
They all scared now, holding back.
They all pussy. They don't want to ask this shit.
Don't be scared.
Back now.
I'm about to be an admin. I ain't let them kick y'all out. Ask that nigga, man.
Yeah. Tuck that shit. Law got y'all.
Law about to be promoted to admin.
Talk y'all shit.
You ain't got no more questions?
They want to know. They want to know. What's up? Y'all don't got no spice. I'm not holding back.
I ain't spice. I just want you to drink.
I'm not holding back when it comes to y'all. So
I just want you to drink.
Would you ask, Mel? Would you ask? They said we not talking about your mama either. I guess they talking about the strong black woman thing. For those of you that don't know, I was in a long-term relationship with a girl from my high school sweetheart. We were together, then we broke up. She had two kids when she came back around. I still supported her. We were still cool. We're still cool to this day. Don't got no bad blood. Never subbed her online. Never had to downplay her in any way, shape, or form. Some relationships can end peacefully, and it just was, you know, I had to think about myself and on the totem pole. You know, I'm not coming in number 5, number 6, number 8, in nobody life, you know, when I could come in number 1, and that's it. I picked me, you know what I mean? I went to go be number 1 somewhere else, took my talents to South
Beach. Why ain't trying to make it work?
We did try.
Oh, okay.
Mel wants to know if you and Danny ever had a fling.
Never. Why do y'all think I know Danny like that? Danny just went to college with us, but she wasn't, like, really around us like that. I used to talk to one of Danny's friends. That's why Danny was implicating earlier. Back in the day, I talked to one of her friends from her neighborhood, and that was that. Mm-hmm. And me and that friend, you know, whatever. But that was back in the day when I was young. You know what I mean? I'm a grown man now.
I don't know none of them.
Hopefully, they all don't live in the same places, and we all right.
I think it's one of my last questions. I just want you to keep drinking.
Go ahead.
Annoying,
he over there doing research.
Like really Googling shit.
He over there doing research.
I had to get him one his own terms.
What's the name? Said, have you smashed anyone in the group?
We just did that.
Hello. All
what
our preferences is a lie.
Is the name of the cheapest Rolex you can buy?
Oh.
As I look at your wrist, you don't have the cheapest
one. No. This is not the cheapest one.
I know the cheapest one.
Me too.
So, what is the name of the cheapest one? Or take a shot.
No. I think I know this one. The cheapest one, I think, is a Data Just.
What is the name of it?
Data Just.
No.
Huh?
No. It's not the Data Just.
That's not the cheapest one?
No.
What's the cheapest one, Lai?
Take a shot.
Take a shot, and I'll tell you.
Tell me after I drink?
Yeah. It's just the date oyster pearl. The cheapest one.
Oh, yeah, because it come with a leather band. That's a fact.
Yeah, good shot. Anybody got any more questions? Because we about to wrap up, you know. This was... You drunk the whole bottle. Put the bottle up.
It was hot. I finished it. Damn. I got a whole bunch of water here.
Put the whole bottle up. Yes, designated driver. Anybody want to have a question before we leave out of here? That's it. All right, everybody clap it up for Black Success.
That's what I do, man. That's what I do.
He's still drinking again?
This is what I do.
Yeah, he going to finish off the bottle. Put the empty bottle up to Yave. Shout out to the sponsor.
Cindy, who's trying to get a Rolex, is telling me I got the cheapest one on. This shit is crazy. Cindy, keep saving up, baby. Keep saving up.
I wear it sometime, take pictures sometime and all that. But let's throw them shout outs out.
I went to St. Francis College, y'all.
And he knew the basketball team, so he's officially been on the team. And he redshirted.
Why did you? Oh, no. This is a good question. Why did you propose to Sushi? That is a fire fucking question.
Wait, let that be your outro.
Yeah. I'll let that be the outro. Go ahead.
Go, Danny, Tanya, let's go.
Shout out to everybody who's tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your continuous support. Shout out to the team. You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You'll see me in the comments later. Mel, don't say shit because you will see me in the comments later.
Happy New Year, Brown Holy Water supporters and people out there. Thank you guys so much for the continuous support that you've shown us through 2018. Looking forward to a great 2019. Shout out to everybody who's been also supporting Bad Girl Tang. I do have a flash sale going on. My wig I wore yesterday that I'm posting all over. I'm actually doing a flash sale on it. So hit my DM, hit my timeline, and you can work something out. If you get it within the week, here is provided. I am _ Bad Girl Tanya on Instagram, facebook.com/badgirltanya. You'll find me. Last but not least, big shout out to my cookie level up wash, 347-356-4855. He comes to you and details your car. Queens is not far, and the car moves. It's a mobile service. He goes where you are to wash your car. So thank you for everybody in the group who already has supported him. Looking forward to new support in the year. Thank you to the entire team and the technical team. Shout out to Preach, my guy.
You're gonna come back, sir. You're yo, Handsome15 Instagram, Craven Moorhead, Facebook, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Please go get your shirts, hoodies, all that for the winter wear. Let them know. Show that support, Brown Holy Water. Like, share, comment. Send them shares out. Y'all like what y'all see. Y'all enjoy your content. Send them shares out. Leave a review on the page. We also going to start building up the Instagram page the same way our Facebook is rocking. We don't have the debates and everything rocking on straight Instagram and all that. And just stay tuned. Happy New Year to all the beautiful people out there. We love you. We appreciate you. I know I appreciate you.
Yeah.
And 2019, I'm going to try to date all you females. Get y'all all a date. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for a woman now, man. I need
that's
love.
That's what's up.
I want to be like Black you found Success.
Yourself. That's what's up.
Yeah, I found that's myself. I'm spiritually like there now. So now I just need a relationship. I need a woman bring me to the top level.
Oh, now we got to do that. That's a whole lit. Event. That's a whole event. That's not we going to auction off a lot. We going to auction off a lot. All right. On my way out. Listen, y'all. Friday, March 8th.
Why did you propose the sushi first?
Now, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
Friday, March 8th. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets. My birthday party, Friday, March 8th. I'll throw the ticket link in the comment, and we're going to go from there. I seen another question asking what's in my savings account. I don't know why someone would ask such a silly question.
You don't gotta take a shot anymore.
I gave you the weight of my chain and the money per gram. Add that up. Forget what's in the saving. What's around my neck, baby? Pause. Next question. Why did I propose the sushi? It was a whole new experience, a whole new level of love. And she's really a beautiful person, and really support me and believe in me, and like even right now she just came from work, could have went home, but she want to come see the podcast live and see how the hot seat go, and you know the support is there, the love is there, and you know we're trying to build something bigger than us, you know, that's what it is. Go by the name of I Am Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. Follow me, follow my swag, follow my Diddy Bop when I'm Millie Rock. You heard Coney Island, Brooklyn, Preach, you can take us out of here. I did that.
Shout out to Preach, welcome back.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.